clearly I need to have conversations with individuals and find out what observations are being made and then take a judgment call from there.
It must become difficult for you, though, to justify why you should stay in the role if so many people around you are saying you should go. How do you justify staying in your position?
Well, I'm not aware that there is that many. There's 1.3 million people living in South Yorkshire, and of course they will all have different views about this, and I've had many messages of support, and also clearly there's elements of criticism, and I can perfectly understand why anyone, you know, would want to make that criticism. Clearly they've heard about a report that's identified a huge systemic failure in Rotherham over a sustained number of years from 1997 to 2013. And of course I was a member of Rotherham Council for a period of that time, and I take my share of the responsibility. And of course I did stand down in 2010 from the cabinet role in relation to children's services. So, you know, there has been an awful lot of lessons learnt. So I clearly apologise to the victims, but an apology is nowhere near enough when you're talking about the scale and the numbers of people affected by this dreadful crime. But in the end, you know, as a parent myself, I've always endeavoured to protect those most vulnerable in society, especially young people. And I based my decisions on the information that I've been presented with. And clearly the report has said that that's been found wanting. But where I have been presented with information, I've taken the appropriate decisions.
People in South Yorkshire, in Rotherham specifically, will find it very difficult to think that you knew nothing about this, about the scale, the industrial scale of the abuse that was happening. For those people living in Rotherham today, how can they have any faith in you?
Well, of course, and you know, I've explained that incrementally awareness of this became apparent over a number of years. I've said that many, many times. Many other commentators and professionals have said that. Not everyone was clearly aware of the scale of the problem, the scale of the challenge, and neither was I, but that's not to make excuses. We should have known, and, you know, more should have been done. But with the benefit of hindsight, it's easy to say that. At the time, when I became involved with Children's Services, you base decisions on what you know, and you look at external reports from inspectors, you look at officials' reports, you look at what's happening, you know, in the media and nationally and professional reports. You hear from victims and members of the public and, of course, other elected representatives. And, you know, no one, and it's reflected in the report, clearly knew the scale of this challenge, not the ones that were in a position to make those sorts of decisions, like myself. I've taken lessons from my experience with Children's Services, and I brought those to bear in terms of South Yorkshire Police. And when you look at the transformation that's taken place with South Yorkshire Police from 2012 to the current time, you can see a massive amount of additional investment at a time when we're reducing resources for police. We're now in the top quartile of forces in terms of spending on public protection, a tenfold increase in the numbers of police officers dealing specifically with this type of crime, a much more multi-agency approach, much more joined up, better communication, better information sharing, lessons learned from serious case reviews and external inspections. I've also commissioned a Magistrates Inspectorate to Constabulary to tell me how South Yorkshire Police are performing.
But this is too late. There are at least 1,400 kids who've been sexually exploited on the streets of the town where you've brought a family up yourself. Mm. It's horrific to think that you were in charge of Children's Services for 5 years and knew nothing about the scale of what was happening. You've brought a family up in that town. It could have been your sons who'd been the victims of this, couldn't it?
Well, absolutely. And as a parent, like every other right-minded thinking person, I'm clearly distraught about that, and for my part, very apologetic to anyone that was let down or became a victim. No sensible human being would wish for anyone to be a victim of this dreadful type of crime.
For people in South Yorkshire, for young girls maybe and young boys who have been the victims of this, who haven't come forward, this could put them off doing it. What would you say to reassure them that we can deal with this, we have improved? Come and say something to us.
Well, absolutely. You know, I'm launching a campaign in Sheffield in just a couple of days' time. It's a series of events about raising awareness of this particular type of issue. And the campaign is entitled Say Something If You See Something. and the fact that it takes a community to raise a child and a community to safeguard a child, and the various agencies, the police, the council, the health sector and the voluntary sector all play a role in that, but also ordinary men and women going about doing the business, whether they're hoteliers or taxi drivers or in any other walk of life, can actually help to properly safeguard young people. So I reiterate that the message that more young people can and should come forward if they're a victim or if they know of a victim, and just give them the assurance that it will be taken seriously and it will be properly investigated.